January 3, Christ sacrificed himself for us. We see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Hebrews 2:9. The Lord created man pure and holy, but Satan led him astray, perverting his principles and corrupting his mind, turning his thoughts into a wrong channel. His purpose was to make the world wholly corrupt. Christ saw man's fearful danger, and he determined to save him by the sacrifice of himself. That he might accomplish his purpose of love for the fallen race, he became bone of our bone and flesh of our flesh. As the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Wherefore, in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Through the agency of the Holy Spirit, a new principle of mental and spiritual power was to be brought to man, who, through association with divinity, was to become one with God. Christ, the Redeemer and Restorer, was to sanctify and purify man's mind, making it a power that would draw other minds to himself. It is his purpose, by the elevating, sanctifying power of the truth, to give men nobility and dignity. He desires his children to reveal his character, to exert his influence, that other minds may be drawn into harmony with his mind. Christ might, because of our guilt, have moved far away from us, but instead of moving farther away, he came and dwelt among us, filled with all the fullness of the Godhead, to be one with us, that through his grace we might attain perfection. By a death of shame and suffering, he paid our ransom. From the highest excellency he came, his divinity clothed with humanity, descending step by step to the lowest depths of humiliation. No line can measure the depth of his love. I marvel that professing Christians do not grasp the divine resources, that they do not see the cross more clearly as the medium of forgiveness and pardon, the means of bringing the proud, selfish heart of man into direct contact with the Holy Spirit, that the riches of Christ may be poured into the mind, and the human agent be adorned with the graces of the Spirit, that Christ may be commended to those who know him not. Signs of the Times, September 24, 1902.